From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. An unprecedented move by Miami-Dade Democrats. They've rounded up a young Hispanic candidate for each of the county's seven state House seats that so far have no Democratic challengers. Party Chairwoman Annette Tadeo Goldstein says it's time for the Republicans' free ride to come to an end. More on the party strategy from WLRN Miami Herald reporter Rick Stone.
The new candidates are six men and a woman, all young and earnest with good resumes and records of party service, and none of them is expected to win. But County Democratic Chairman Annette Tadeo Goldstein says her own loss in a congressional race 6 years ago changed her opponent forever.
I will tell you, although I lost against Ileana Rosa Lehtinen, Ileana is now the most liberal Republican member of Congress in the entire country.
Tadeo says a better organized, better led Democratic Party might have motivated the Republican-led legislature to pass a minimum wage bill, expand Medicaid, and boost education funding this year. Among the seven new candidates, Iraq War veteran and county employee Christopher DeCossard, who says he will turn his back on campaign funders and special interests.
No longer are we going to consider or put forth money in front of our goals.
Which won't be easy to do, says another candidate, school teacher Milagro Ruiz.
It's having a strong core inner value system of who you are, knowing who you are, what you stand for, and to stand for something.
Ruiz will be challenging rising Republican star Jeanette Nunez, who carried the popular in-state tuition bill in the House this year. Another targeted Republican is Jose Oliva, who is scheduled to become Speaker of the House in 2018. But, says Chairman Tadeo, if the beginners can force their opponents to draw down their campaign accounts and spend energy to get reelected, the Republicans may be willing to reevaluate their votes and their loyalties so it never happens again. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
Public education advocates, including a state lawmaker, protested in the Florida Capitol yesterday, saying the budget signed by Governor Rick Scott the day before does not do enough for public schools. The protesters say that the $77 billion budget, which is the largest in state history, continues to divert money from traditional public schools to private and charter schools. Democratic State Representative Alan Williams of Tallahassee says that limits upward mobility for many students.
Inadequate funding for our schools, diverting funds for private charter schools, and cuts to Bright Future scholarships are not the way to open the doors of opportunity for our students.
Republicans pointed out that Williams had voted for the budget he was protesting on Tuesday. Williams says he voted for the spending plan as an act of bipartisanship. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatteo.